Hello, and welcome to the REC Podcast, the bite-sized show that brings the latest news from the Retail Energy Code straight to your ears. I'm your host, Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. Today, I'm joined again by Holly Law, the Code Release Manager, as we explore the change proposals about to be implemented in the REC release scheduled for the 3rd of November, 2023. Welcome, Holly. Tell me all about what's going into REC version 3.6.
That's right, Paul. We have our next REC release coming up on Friday, the 3rd of November, and I wanted to take some time to talk through the change proposals that have been approved for this release. There are six CPs approved for the November REC release. The first is R0017, invalid request for site technical details. So distribution network operators have reported that they're receiving a high volume of requests for site technical details, which is then in turn resulting in an increase of workload, and it's not clear that these are actually needed. So this CP will provide clarity around when it's necessary for DNOs and metering equipment managers to request and send site technical details as part of a meter asset installation, switch or change of agent process. And this will make changes to Schedule 14.
All right, great. Thanks. What's next on the list?
Next is R0059, which is maintenance of qualification schedule change. REC service users are required to submit maintenance of qualification annual statements to the REC code manager, and the requirements of what needs to be submitted differ depending on the service user. So this change will make it more clear on what the obligations are for REC service users, and therefore what they need to submit as part of the maintenance of qualification annual statement.
Great, understood. What else do we have going in?
We have R0088, which is make shipper Nexa values available on the GES portal. So this proposal is just delivering the consequential changes for the UNC modification 0701 and making sure that the gas data access matrix is updated to reflect it. UNC 0701 ensures that the daily capacity allowed by network exit agreements and that permitted by the UNC are aligned, and that's due for implementation on the 4th of November.
All right, great. It's really good to see cross-code changes being effectively coordinated. What's the next change going in?
The next one is a housekeeping change. It's R0140, and this is only the second housekeeping change we've delivered, and it's to make non-material changes to the REC products to correct typographical and consistency errors. A housekeeping change doesn't follow the normal CP process and instead goes straight into final approval. This is great, as it means we can deliver more of these changes efficiently, and we are constantly making improvements to the REC. So R0140 is making improvements to four REC schedules, and they are schedules 1, 5, 9, and 27.
Fantastic. Now, I believe the next change on the list could be classed as a bit of an umbrella change.
Yeah. So in the last podcast, I talked about improvements we've made to the change process to make it more agile, engaging, and an overall slicker, more efficient process, and how we've been testing the proposals using a task force that was set up. So R0138 is the first CP brought forward as a result of that task force, and it combines three change proposals that hadn't been progressed and were identified as being for clarification only impacting legal text, and which could follow a similar pathway to implementation. The area of code that this change will help clarify are with respect to REC services procurement, continuous billing following an erroneous switch, and requirements with respect to events of default. Combining the change proposals means that they can be implemented much more quickly. Similar CPs are coming down the line as part of that change improvement project and task force, and we'll talk much more about this on future podcasts.
Thanks, Holly. It sounds like the change team has developed a pragmatic and effective approach to moving these changes through the process. I believe that leaves us with one final change for this release.
That's right, Paul. The last on the list is R0110, a review of supplier access to data on GES. This CP will give suppliers access to data that shippers have on the GES, including meter reading and meter asset manager history. And that will help gas suppliers in responding to consumer facing switching and billing issues. So in summary, that's six CPs for the November 2023 REC release. And the REC products that will be impacted are the REC main body, schedules 1, 5, 9, 14, 27, and 30, in addition to the gas data access matrix. All of these CPs can be found on the REC portal, and on the release management page, there's a release plan that provides an overview of all the CPs included in this release and also all the parties and products impacted. On the 6th of September, I also hosted a drop-in session, and the slides and the recording can be found on the release page on the portal under the November release. And we are always looking for ways to improve. I'd love to hear from anyone on what they'd like to see as part of future releases. There'll be a feedback survey sent out after the November release, or you can get in touch with me directly before then. Just drop me an email at holly.law@recmanager.co.uk.
Great. Thanks, Holly. When can we expect to hear from you about the next release in the cycle?
We have an extraordinary release after this one on the 6th of December. So look out for a podcast closer to the time and I'll explain all then.
Amazing. Well, thanks, Holly. It's always a pleasure to speak to you about the REC change and release processes. I certainly feel like I'm more knowledgeable about the imminent changes to the code. But for now, that's all we have time for on this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening and that it's been useful to hear more about the upcoming November 2023 REC release. I'll speak to you on the next one.